I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Listen, all you mother...
Politics, politics, humor, humor, tequila, tequila, and an IQ of under 64. Yeah. You're listening to Bart Cop Radio, 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 Radio.
Hi, my name's Bart. Welcome to show 39, Bart Cop Radio, often heard on bartcop.com. Today's show is a little different, but before I tell you about it, of course they're all different, we're going to run down the checklist, be sure we got everything we need. Hold on, let me find checklist. It says, number one, shot or chinaco. Okay, this is the last shot out of this bottle. How exciting? That means the next bottle will be fresh. Okay, here we go. Yep, I just turned the bottle upside down and drained it. Takes a man to do that. Okay, today's show is different. See, when I record files, I'll record it and it'll say like, Ted Kennedy dash fix. That means it's not done. That means fix it. What we did this time is we said F it. Instead of going back and fixing everything, we just left. The only thing I did, I went back and if I saw giant gaps, if I saw a 3-4 second gap, I took that out. Everything else is pretty much as is. So, this is like a sketch. This is like a first draft. But what we're trying to do is move from where we were to where we're going to be. And at some point, we assume somewhere, sometime, we're going to go live. So this is a step towards doing that. Each show, I'm probably making fewer mistakes, hopefully. So this is the show you get. If I say something untoward, if I say, I don't think there's any bad cursing in here, but if some faulty reasoning comes out, hey, it's the kind of thing I would have corrected if I had gone back and changed it. You know what I mean. Okay, so let's get into the big, big show.
This is www.bartcop.com.
I got a thing in the snail mail that I wanted to tell you about. I didn't want to put this on the page because it's not quite legitimate. It's a little on the dirty tricks kind of side. And I wouldn't want this done to me. And trust me, they would do it to me. So I'm only going to play it here because I assume the people who have subscribed are more loyal than the people who read. I got this letter. Was from nobody with no marks on it and all that. So, but it is a letter I got. I wouldn't make this up. It starts out and it says, Carl and Darby Rove, 4925 Weaver Terrace, NW, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20016. Now that you have the home address of Carl Rove, a.k.a. Bush's Brain, a.k.a. Mr. Political Dirty Tricks, what can you do with it? Organize protest groups in front of his home. Now here's what they do with this reverse thing. Do not print thousands of bogus flyers indicating that the homeowner is having a huge estate home furnishing sale, selling the entire contents of his home for pennies on the dollar. Do not give as the reason that a diplomat is transferred and must, by law, sell all U.S. purchase items. Do not list all sorts of items that rich people probably own and poor people would probably like top quality furniture, antiques, appliances, tools, sporting equipment, computer hardware and software, hundreds of CDs and DVDs, top-of-line stereo equipment, plasma TVs, etc., etc. Do not list those on the flyers that says you can get this for pennies on the dollar if you go to 4925 Weaver Terrace, Northwest in D.C. Do not indicate on the flyers that free coffee, free donuts, free pizza, and free beer will be served. Do not indicate that the sale will be from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. And do not print another flyer announcing that there is going to be a huge party at the Rove's address and that everybody's invited, and that gourmet foods will be served, including prime rib, rack o' lamb, steaks, seafood, Russian caviar, etc. Don't indicate... Oh, they forgot to mention the fine tequila. Do not indicate that imported and domestic wine, beer, and champagne will be served. do not indicate that the party will be from 9 a.m. to 9 a.m. the next day. And whatever you do, don't print thousands of bogus business cards offering sensual massage and nude modeling, and that the first session is free. Don't say on the card that they're open every evening from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Do not print another set of business cards offering man-to-man massage and nude modeling with the same info as above. Available at 4925 Weaver Terrace Northwest. Do not pass these cards out at Porto bookstores, strip clubs, truck stops, college and high school campuses, and please don't leave them on parking meters and windshields of cars, because we would not want to disturb Mr. Rove. I'm going to see if I can get away with reading this. I've never read an entire column before, but it's a short one. It's kind of interesting, so let's give it a try. This is by, of all people, Al Newharth, USA Today founder. Headline, Should Cowboy Bush Ride into the Sunset? As a former combat infantryman in World War II, I've always believed we must fully support our troops. Reluctantly, I now believe the best way to support troops in Iraq is bring them home, starting with the handover on June 30. Only a carefully planned withdrawal can clean up the biggest military mess miscreated in the Oval Office and miscarried by the Pentagon in my 80-year lifetime. In journalese, the traditional five W's of who, what, when, where, and why. Let's take a look. Who? George W. Bush. What? His cowboy culture. Ride fast and alone or with just a few buddies. Shoot first, ask questions later. Boy, is that true. When? After 9/11, Bush bravely took on a necessary fight against terrorists who attacked us. I'm not sure how brave it was for Bush to order a retaliation against 9/11. He obviously wasn't going to get hurt. How brave does it say, I'm pissed, go get him? But then he diverted his attention to an unrelated and unnecessary preemptive war, close quotes. Where? Iraq. He led us astray by falsely claiming Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction that threatened us. After the mission accomplished boast in May 2003, he put our troops in new jeopardy by taunting terrorists in the other countries with his Bring It On challenge in July. His anything goes against the bad guy's attitude and his total lack of post-war planning helped prompt the ongoing prison abuse, embarrassments, and brutal retaliations. Now, I've been reading USA Today since 1983, and I've never heard Al Newharth make any damn sense before. This is the first time I've ever seen him make some sense. And funny, it's on a life and death issue, and he said this is the biggest bungling he's seen in 80 years. Why? Because he believes he can be reelected as a tough-talking, self-proclaimed war president. Maybe Bush should take a cue from a fellow Texan, former President Lyndon B. Johnson, who also had some cowboy characteristics. LBJ, after mismanaging Vietnam, that so bitterly divided the nation and the world, decided he owed it to his political party and to his country not to run for re-election. So he turned tail and rode off into the sunset of his Texas ranch. How do you say deja vu in cowboy ease? Got two replies. I love the replies. Terry Holt, national spokesman for Bush Cheney, says, President Bush is determined to root out the terrorism threat so the tragedy of September 11th is never repeated. Well, that's a lie, because Iraq had nothing to do with September 11th. This lying whore, Terry Holt, knows that, but he knows that most Americans are really, really stupid. Well, I hate to say this, but most Americans are more stupid than me, or is it than I? See, I'm not that bright, I don't know, but I'm smarter than most Americans. You know, I'm smarter than the President of the United States. I've never been able to say that till now. But I am smarter than the monkey, chimp, bunny pants in the White House. I can't think. Maybe he might have me on baseball. I don't know. But I dare. I'll let him pick 50 subjects, and I guarantee I got him on 49. More lies from Terry Holt. There will be many difficult days ahead, but our brave troops. Now, here we are. Nobody's attacking the troops. We're attacking the idiot that sent them into a meat grinder. They always do that, every time. When you say, why are so many men dying? How dare you insult the troops? No, nobody did that. Quit changing the subject. Answer the question that you were asked. There will be many difficult days ahead, but our brave troops in Iraq are at the heart of our nation's effort to make America safer, stronger. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Must not straight from it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hand job from Terry Holt. Terry, let go of me. I don't want you touching me there. This whole thing about we're going to go to Iraq to make America safe is a hand job. They went to Iraq to steal their oil, 2 million barrels a day, $40 a barrel. That's $80 million a day times 30 days is $2.5 billion a month they're stealing, and nobody wants to ask about it. Why won't anybody ask about that? Because it helps the terrorists if we prevent Bush from raping the Treasury to death. That's the bill of goods they've sold us, and the Democrats and the press take it. A little common sense from Terry McAuliffe. George W. Bush should be judged on his record of failure. He sent our troops into war ill-equipped and without a plan, lost 2.2 million jobs, left 43 million Americans without health insurance, and turned a record surplus into a record deficit. Simply put, Bush hasn't earned a second term. Now, that's pretty reserved if you know Terry McAuliffe. He's got a little fire and brimstone. He's no bar cop. He's no Randy Rhodes, I guarantee. But he can get off on a tangent sometimes. In closing, who believes that Al Newarth would say something that made sense? I am shocked. But he says this is the biggest bungle he's seen in his 80 years. And when you find, I guess it's when you found the biggest newspaper in America, and you mention your 80 years, I think it holds a little bit of weight. I don't think Al Newarth is a Nazi. I think he's not the sharpest knife in a drawer with only two knives in it. Anyway, that was a little bit of truth from Al at USA Today.
Hit me!
This president has now created the largest credibility gap since Richard Nixon. Iraq is George Bush's Vietnam.
That reminds me of something I heard the other day, and I hate it when I hear something and it kind of hits the back of your mind, and then a day or two or a week later you think of it, but you can't remember who said it, and I'd like to give him credit. But someone said the other day it took Robert McNamara, former Secretary of Defense for Johnson, 35 years to come up with the idea that maybe Vietnam was a worthless quagmire, not worthy of the men who died. And I'm wondering, how many years will it take the BFEE to be shamed into pulling out of this war, hopefully by the voters, because we know the Democrats and the press won't do it. But let's not go another 35 years in Iraq and have another 58,000 dead. It surely seems not to be working. It seems like Kerry's idea is the only idea. Let's invite the UN in and NATO and whoever the hell else wants to get in there and reduce our involvement to maybe 10% if we can. Wait, I got a better idea. How about, well, see, we can't do that. It's our war. What we ought to do in future wars is say, tell you what, we'll provide the satellites and the tanks and the weapons and the gas and the oil and the water, the medical supplies, and you supply the people. Unless Mexico or Canada attacks us, that's the deal we ought to make with the rest of the world. We'll supply the right side with everything but the people. You come up with the people. And if they say it's not worth fighting for, like in the Iraqi case, well, then we either go it alone and suffer all the deaths our own, or maybe we shouldn't get involved. Probably tired of hearing the analogy, but when you're drunk at a party and everybody at the party says, no, Bart, you cannot drive in your condition. You can't do it. Please stop. And I, of course, always have the option of screaming, F you, I'm going to do it my way. You all can go to hell, which is what Bush did to the UN. But let's not go another 35 years. We've already made this mistake once. Why are we making the same mistake two times?
If only Bush had been able to get his Vietnam out of the way during Vietnam.
What the hell is a Bart cop? If you don't know, you're not listening.